This is a download from the Council of Europe. If you want to know more about our work, please visit us on www.coe.int.
My name is Jeremy Mokes, and I'm responsible for multimedia relations in the Council of Europe's Directorate of Communication.
By the time this podcast is published, Jeremy, you'll be in Abkhazia. What will you be doing there?
I'm going to take part in a series of European lectures with representatives of civil society from the region.
Who else will be there?
A number of other colleagues, representatives of the Council of Europe, who are going to talk to different topics.
What will you be discussing?
I'm going to be talking about the role of the Council of Europe in European construction. That's my formal title, the title of my presentation. And of course, I'm going to be talking about why the Council of Europe is the important institution that it is. What does it do in relation to other institutions in Europe? What are our main goals, our strategic aims?
That sounds a very sort of general brief. Should we read something into the fact that this event is taking place in Abkhazia?
Well, obviously, Abkhazia is a disputed territory. The aim of the exercise is really to meet people, is to talk to people, is to exchange with them. And we will be going with our tool bag, if you like, of topics which we think are important: human rights, the rule of law, respect for democracy.
Last December, the president of the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities, Jean-Claude Frecon, described the Alliance and Strategic Partnership Treaty signed between Russia and the Abkhazia region as being destabilizing. Do you think this will have any bearing on how your visit is perceived?
I think it'll be interesting to see what people's views are on that agreement. And I suspect there'll be a diversity of opinion even within Abkhazia.
The fact that you're going there, Jeremy, to talk about the role of the Council of Europe in European construction, against this background of the fact that it is a disputed territory, that the president of the Congress has intervened to give his analysis of a recent treaty between Russia and Abkhazia, does this signal then that the Council of Europe will try to step up its involvement in the region in the hope of reducing tensions?
The lectures are part of what we call confidence-building measures of the Council of Europe. The Council of Europe's already active. It takes an interest in human rights issues in its member states, of which Georgia is one, and of which the Abkhaz territory is part.
You'll be spending a week in Georgia. You'll be meeting representatives of civil society. What do you hope will be the outcome of this meeting?
I hope that we'll have a good exchange. I hope that there'll be lots of questions. I hope that people will start to, if they haven't already, to think about how life, real life for ordinary people, can be improved through a greater awareness and a greater respect for human rights. I hope that people will see that our visit is part of communication which takes part between Europeans, that there will be a meeting of minds, a meeting of an exchange of experience. Contact is important.